Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, December 20th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. Religious freedom of speech outlawed in Australia. Humanitarian aid suspended in Darfur. Believers respond to need. And Bible correspondence courses grow in popularity throughout Central Asia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A huge blow has been dealt to evangelism and free speech in Victoria, Australia. Two Christian pastors have been convicted of vilification under the Victorian Racial and Religious Tolerance Act of 2001. Raymond Williams is with a religious media agency in Australia. He says Catch the Fire Ministries pastor Danny Nolia with speaker Danny Scott held a seminar on Islam in 2002.
During that seminar, there were a couple of folk who'd become Muslim who sat in on the meeting. They went back to the Islamic Council of Victoria, who took the action against Catch the Fire for condemning Islam.
This decision could restrict Christian outreach in Victoria.
Some of the organizations here, especially those concerned with the persecuted church around the world, realized that they might even be in trouble for mailing material into Victoria.
The men face a maximum of 6 months in jail and a $30,000 fine. We turn next to Sudan, where the Darfur region is suffering from one of the world's worst humanitarian catastrophes. Most aid has been suspended in the southern sector because of continued fighting. However, Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard describes their response in the name of Christ.
We have medical teams in partnership with several other organizations in the Darfur region. These medical teams are training local doctors, local nurses, and helping in the clinics. And in the Darfur, there are right now over 2 million people displaced. So part of what Food for the Hungry is focusing on is trying to bring a little bit of hope.
Howard was struck by the lack of hope when he met a refugee named Abdulli, who didn't smile. His solemnity was an accurate reflection of life for many in Darfur.
Truly, our message, the message of Christ, the message that for unto us a child is born and he will be called the Prince of Peace, that is the message that Abdulli and the millions of others like him need to hear.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Bible correspondence courses are very popular in the former Soviet bloc countries. Bible Mission International's Mark Remchesel.
We've seen increased move towards national language groups, specifically in the Central Asian region. And just this past year, we have agreed to go ahead and start translating and adapting those into the Ukrainian language, the Turkmen language, as well as the Karakalpakian language.
Remchesel says because of the demand for resources in the national languages,
we partnered with Moody Bible Institute, and they gave us permission to translate and adapt their courses into the Russian language. And the result of that has been literally the lay people within the churches, new believers that had received Bibles, have received tools to find personal application in their life.
And seeking the Lord is the heart cry of the host of the U.S.-based ministry Revive Our Hearts, a ministry of Life Action Revival Ministries. Nancy Lita Moss, the speaker of the broadcast, says with that goal in mind, they produced a study called Seeking Him.
We found that the solutions for the situations in our world and in our homes, it's not going to be found in government or education other than the Lord himself. So this is just a concentrated 12-week period with one-hour Saturday morning prayer meetings as a part of this thrust.
If people begin seeking him, it will have an impact on evangelism.
As you study revival history, you see that when God's people get right with God, when they return to their first love, you can't stop them from evangelizing others, from sharing the good news that they have found.
Click on the story on our website for more information. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. While you're hearing MNN on the radio, you may not be able to listen every day. Why not download our MP3 files for your MP3 player today? Take MNN on the road by going to our website, missionnetworknews.org. You can also sign up for our free daily email updates or get our monthly church bulletin insert service. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.